the rest of the story. David Dunbar, mild-mannered blue-collar worker from a quaint metropolitan trade school, who might have imagined that beneath that unprepossessing exterior was a super plumber. No, I'm not joking. Plumber David Dunbar, yet in his 20s, modestly entrenched in his own little plumbing supply business, was about to accomplish a technological breakthrough which would alter the course of that industry forever after. You encounter Dave Dunbar on the street, you might have looked right through him. Slender, apparently pleasant young man, but nothing about him superficially suggested anything extraordinary. If you'd known him a little better, you'd have noticed the nervous energy. And the better you had known him, the more evident that that nervous energy could become turgid, even volcanic, a wellspring of pure creativity under pressure. Dave was a plumber by profession, trade school trained, apprenticed in a Detroit, Michigan manufacturing company. The company manufactured wooden and iron plumbing fixtures, and it wasn't long before Dave became a factory foreman. Even during those earliest dues-paying years, the young man's personal dynamism was manifest. He simply could not sit still. He had to be doing something constructive with his hands, tinkering, investigating, inventing. At 27, his restlessness brought him to the establishment of his own plumbing supply and manufacturing company. Well, this pleased Dave especially, because now for the first time, he had his own shop in which to create his own plumbing fixtures, his own designs. And in the course of his vigorous, relentless inventing, he produced a multitude of insignificant innovations and one most significant one. The difficulties theretofore of enameling cast iron had always taunted the industry. The inefficiency of the process, the cost of production, the fragility of the finished product. And so it was that Dave devoted a great deal of his irrepressible energy and his engineering aptitude to the solution of that technological dilemma, and he emerged from his workshop one day with the formula for a unique heat binding process. And Dave patented that process and quickly became a leading figure in the American manufacturing community. His product became a much sought after status symbol. He personally amassed a fortune for that which his unprecedented process made feasible and affordable and phenomenally durable was the white porcelain bathtub. So, this was the metamorphosis of a Detroit plumber into an industrial tycoon. And yet not even his considerable business success could quench his incredible curiosity. Perhaps that explains why a super plumber with more creative energy than he could ever expend, an inventor who might otherwise have been content as the world's white porcelain bathtub pioneer, why he, in characteristic restlessness, abandoned the plumbing industry altogether to explore even broader technological horizons. His name was David Dunbar Buick. You know the product for which he became most famous. Probably you drive one. Only now you know the rest of the story.